The Guardian.
Cabinet splits over the terror bill. What's going on?
Well, basically, it seems, although he doesn't want to publicly say it, Jack Straw has privately expressed considerable doubts about going for 42 days, detaining people without charge for 42 days, for two reasons. One, he's got a large Muslim constituency, and he thinks this will not go down very well there. And for a very practical reason, there is a danger, it is thought, that paradoxically, by introducing this, they could get less intelligence from the Muslim community than they do now, which frankly would go totally against what Jackie Smith, who's publicly said she needs sort of more intelligence to follow various groups and networks. But there is a big difference between her, who definitely wants these new laws, and Jack Straw, who is quite clear behind the scenes doesn't.
So what does this mean for the bill then, do you think? Who will get their way?
Well, I think Parliament will get their way, and it might well come out on Jack Straw's side. I mean, all the signs I'm picking up today is that the government could be defeated next month. The number of Labour backbenchers who need to be convinced is actually higher than it was under Tony Blair, and even some of the Blair loyalists having doubts and could vote against the government or abstain. And the government has a united front from the Liberal Democrats, the Nationalists, and the Conservatives, who are against extending this. The only ray of hope for them is that Ian Paisley's Democratic Unionist Party might be persuaded to come on board rather than opposing them as last time.
OK, well, that's one to watch. But also there's news about more pressure on the Speaker, Michael Martin.
Yes, for the very first time. I mean, MPs never publicly criticise the Speaker because they're always worried that they'll just be left in limbo and never called to speak in Parliament ever again. But this case, a Conservative backbencher from the MP for Harwich, Douglas Carswell, he has basically publicly called in the Mail on Sunday for the Speaker to quit, saying that it's all part of an old boys gentleman network, that he'll never clean up Parliament because he's part of the establishment. This has led to a row with the former Labour minister, Dennis McShane, who told me David Cameron ought to discipline this naughty lad and tell him off because you don't criticise the Speaker, and he thinks it's a subtext for attacking basically the Speaker because he's a working class Labour authentic character, one of few that exist nowadays.
And what do we know about this MP for Harwich? I have to say, he's not on the top of my political radar.
No, I've had to sort of check him out a bit. He belongs to a Tory group we've not heard a lot about, which is a sort of direct democracy group of young Tory MPs. A lot of them first have just come to the House, who actually want a radical shake-up in a lot of public institutions. They've been promoting things like elected police chiefs, having no hereditary representation in the House of Lords whatsoever. They also actually think that MPs who behave very, very badly perhaps should be facing a recall from their constituents as well. So they are, he is actually one of the most outspoken ones of the group, but he has no chance of getting anywhere in the Tory party as far as David Cameron is concerned, because he actually also supports us pulling out of the European Union altogether, something that I think even David Cameron couldn't stomach.
He sounds like quite a politician of Catholic tastes, it seems, David. David Henke, thank you very much.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.